Deputy Director of Planning at the AMA, Gladys Nukua, says 90% of the naming and mounting of signages under the street naming exercise have been done. She, however, said some communities have vandalized some of the erected posts because they objected to the names given to the streets and areas. Ms. Nukua appealed to the people to get involved in the exercise with their name suggestions to enable the AMA complete the project by March this year. She spoke to George Ankra.
The street naming project has gone through a number of processes, and for now we are doing the installation of the signage poles within the municipality. So far we've been able to mount about 6,700 of the poles. Currently, with a little challenge where people do not really agree to the names, then they are vandalizing the signage poles. So we are currently in the field monitoring the ones which have been vandalized for replacement, while we are still working on the changes we have received from community members who do not agree to some of the names.
Now, don't you engage the community members in deciding the names before you go ahead? Otherwise, why would anybody go and vandalize?
In the initial process, we've conducted stakeholder meetings where we engaged the traditional authority community members soliciting for the name to be assigned. So there was a process of community consultation for the name to be assigned. But it just happens that once they are mounted through the engagement, most people did not take part in the initial stages. So once they are seeing the names being mounted, then they have difficulty. But the little issue I'll talk about is that once you have, if you have a difficulty or a challenge with the name, the best is to come to the town planning office.
Are you educating them on this?
Yes, we've started community consultations. We've done van announcements in the communities. It's still ongoing.
So, in percentage terms, how will you quantify what you have done so far and what is left for you to be done to complete the exercise?
What is left is less than 200 poles to be mounted because some of them are in areas that they are objecting to their name. So we have to finish with discussions to resolve them before we mount. So for now, we can say that we are about 95% gone.
If you are saying they are objecting to the names, what reasons are they giving for objecting to the names?
That there were old names which we have changed, but I want to say that the exercise had a policy guideline, and so if the name you propose does not conform with the guideline, then it's difficult for that name to be used. And this name came up through the traditional authority. We had to go through a lot to get this name to be assigned.
Looking at the pace at which you are going, can you put your finger on when you are going to end the exercise entirely?
I'm hopeful that by the end of March, we should be able to finish. But we encourage that everybody should get involved so that we can complete it on time.